Hello everyone, this is Samuel Wilkins coming to you from Gillingham, Kent in England, and with me, over a Skype call, I have Christopher Murphy.
Hi, this is Chris Murphy, and I'm coming to you from New London, Connecticut here in the United States, and I am currently a second semester sophomore here at Mitchell College.
Okay, and we're going to be doing a tutorial together on scanning. Now, Chris is going to be giving me backup in case I go wrong. So first, let me explain what scanning is for those who don't know. Scanning is a way of putting print books and other printed materials onto the computer. It is especially popular with university students and college students who cannot find a Braille copy of textbooks. The way scanning works is that you have a scanner and a scanning software, or optical character recognition software, or OCR, as it's also referred to. What happens is, you put the book on the page which you want it to scan on, then you close the scanning lid, and when you tell the software to scan, the laser energy generated by the scanner will focus on the text, recognize it, and then the computer will read it out to you. And the program I'm using is called Kurzweil, made by Nuance. There are other programs you can use to do this, such as OmniPage and OpenBook. So I'm going to go to the desktop.
Desktop, My Documents, List View, 1 of 37.
And press K once.
Kurzweil 1000, 9 of 37.
And press Enter.
Kurzweil 1...
And Kurzweil is loading up.
Just as a general note, everybody, Window Eyes will go to sleep, so you will not hear the feedback. You will not hear Window Eyes speaking until Kurzweil is exited.
Oh, I was about to say that.
Custom control. Dialog. OCX container dialog.
Never heard of that OCX container dialog.
Hello.
When mine comes up, it doesn't do 1000, that.
Version 10. Press the rectangular key at the bottom right corner of the keypad for assistance.
That means the insert key. And what it said there was, it said, hello and welcome to the Kurzweil 1000 version 10. So it gives you a little welcome notice. So first, I'm going to go through the menu bar and see what we have. So there's the file pull-down.
File has a submenu.
I just press the Alt key. We have file.
Folder has a submenu.
Folder.
Scan has a submenu. Settings. Tools. Online. Help. System. File has a submenu.
Okay, just to let you know, Kurzweil uses the SAPI 5 text-to-speech system to produce the speech. So let's go through the file first.
New, Control plus N. Open, delete, favorites, find and open, opens a dialog.
I'm just going down with the down arrow key, and by the way, when I was going through the menu bar, I was using the left and the right arrow keys.
Launch, utilities, launch, has a submenu.
And I'll go into launch and see what we have.
In the morning,
I've never seen that before.
Add, opens a dialog. Change, opens a dialog. Delete, calculator. Launch.
Not sure what that is. Chris, can you tell me what the launch dialog is?
I don't exactly know what that is. I've seen it there before, but I've never actually taken the initiative to explore it.
Okay.
Utilities, has a submenu.
Utilities.
Copy, open, move, merge and open. Audio spooler monitor, copy.
What's the utilities for?
Your utilities, you can go in there and you can adjust more advanced options. Sometimes you, especially with installation, if you don't actually set, what it prompts you to do in installation is you can set it so that Kurzweil starts automatically, which probably is not a good idea.
No, because if you have a screen reader, it's probably going to be fighting with Kurzweil.
In utilities, what you can do is you can go in and set those options. There's some other options in there too, but mainly that one is setting some preferences that you may not be able to set in some of the other menus, stuff like that.
Okay.
Send to opens a dialog. Recently opened has a submenu.
I'm using the down arrow again.
Recently opened, pull down.
Exit.
Exit.
Ah, Windows is repeating what it's saying.
File
yep.
has a submenu.
Menu closed. File F pull down.
Menu. I think I found something. Windows hasn't been set to go to silent.
Window. And in the Kurzweil one.
Okay, I'm gonna change that. So I'm going to go into the file pull down again
folder
and choose folder.
New. Oh, change. Delete. Favorites.
Now Windowize is list. Not repeating yet, so.
Document home opens a dialog. Properties opens a dialog. New.
I'm gonna go right.
Scan. Start new scan. F9.
See, it even gives you key command to have start new scan.
Scan repeatedly. Flip. Scan repeatedly. Control plus F9.
Now, this is useful if you are trying to scan a book and read it at the same time. So you don't have to worry about having to keep pressing the F9 key. You can just sit there and turn the page when needed and just relax and let Kurzweil do all the work.
Flip sides. Opens a dialogue.
What? What's flip sides for?
I believe flip sides is for if you have double-sided print or something like that, if there's print on one page. That's what I would assume. I think most of these, a lot of these options, and I wish I had a wish I had a high-speed scanner. I have an Epson Perfection, actually, so it's not a very fast scanner, but it does what it needs to do for, you know, a lot of individual work, so to speak.
Okay.
Optimize scanning. Opens a dialog.
This allows you to change scanning settings. We'll go into this in a minute.
Start new scan. F.
Go right arrow.
Settings. Voices. Opens a dialog.
You can change some of the settings here.
Scanning. Opens a dialog. Recognition. Opens a dialog.
We'll skip past some of these.
Reading. Opens a dialog.
But I will go through the scanning option.
General. Opens a dialog. Display. Opens a dialog. Scanner margins. Disabled. Opens a dialog.
You probably want to leave scanning margins alone.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend touching those.
Configuration. Opens a dialog. Verbosity. Opens a dialog. Save settings. Opens a dialog. Save partial settings. Load settings. Delete settings. Backup settings.
Those items are for saving them in a file, I believe.
Or if you're, I think it also applies to, I think if you're on a computer with either a computer with multi-users or a network, you may be able to actually set Kurzweil to your preference. That's what I'm going to, I think, I've used OpenBook before too. And I think that has a lot of the same options. I do actually prefer Kurzweil over OpenBook, but you know, I guess it's every
person to his taste.
Mm-hmm.
Restore settings. Voices. Opens a dialog.
Go right.
Tools. Edit corrections. Edit spell checker word. Edit pronunciation. New pronunciation. Recognize currency. What time is it? Select corrections file. Define a word. Control. Use the thesaurus. Recognition statistics. Edit corrections. Opens
okay,
the dialogue.
So that's the tools pull down. You probably want to leave that alone. But one thing it does do, which is quite interesting, it has a clock on it. So you can check the time. So, for example, if you're engrossed in your book and you don't notice the time, you can just check it. And I believe Windowize is a bit temperamental with Kurzweil, going silent one point and not at the other. Okay, go right.
Online. Search for books. Opens a dialogue.
Have you used the online option before?
This deals with the Bookshare. You can also, I believe it has some correlations with that, meaning that you can, Kurzweil, I believe, does give you the opportunity and the option to actually scan stuff and save it. Send it to Bookshare, do what you need to do with it. I think Bookshare is somewhat correlated with Kurzweil, and if you're a new user, there are some topics in the tutorial on the tapes that they give you, as well as the manual, that you can actually read or listen to, rather, and learn a lot about it. That's a lot of the way that I learned how to use Kurzweil. I also learned how to use it just by trial and error as well.
Okay, I'm going to skip this option.
Help. Register. Opens a dialog.
Okay, you have help. And the first option we come to is register.
Reading status.
Reading status? I'm not sure what...
File management status.
What's reading status?
I don't exactly know what that is. I think I have to actually look in... I may have to look in the manual for some of these, but I think... It's all in the help section, so I would assume it's having something to do with your prompts and or what, you know, how your information is displayed when you read through the help, because it is involved with the help section quite extensively. So
okay, I'm gonna go down.
File management status, setting status, open the manual, quick reference, about, register.
Okay, I'm going to go back, and we will look at the scanning settings before we actually do some scanning.
Online. Tools. Edit correct. Settings. Voice scanning.
Okay, I pressed left to go back to the settings option, and I'll press enter for scanning.
Scanning.
And I'll press tab.
The mode is scan and recognize.
Okay, so now we have options for scanning, and you can set it to either scan the page or scan and recognize the page. You probably want the latter option.
I have mine set so that it scans and recognizes.
Yes, that's what I mean. Okay, I'm going to tab.
Automatic page orientation will be used.
I'm not sure what that does.
Automatic page orientation has something to do with where the page is placed on the scanner. Usually, what I try to do with my pages is that I try to set them so that the page is at the top left of the scanner. So that means that basically, if you were to put a page on the scanner, it will tell you where the page is positioned. Sometimes it'll do it right off the bat when you first start out scanning, or it'll do it actually when you scan the first page. It will tell you where the page was. It'll do it pretty much every time. The only thing that Kurzweil will not do after you've scanned multiple pages, or if you're scanning, let's say, a three-page document, the only thing it will not do when you are done scanning the second, third page, it will not read it. The only time it reads to you is when you've scanned that first page, but you always get the recognition status of the page when it says it's completed. So it's always a good idea to leave that first option with recognition set to normal.
Okay, and actually I'm going to turn on my scanner. I forgot to do that first, so I'm going to turn on my scanner now. There we go, it's turned on. And we should. And there we go, the scanner's starting its noise.
Static thresholding will be used.
What's static thresholding?
I have absolutely no idea. Some of these options, I think... What I try to do is, especially with these, I try to leave them as it is.
Yes.
Scanner brightness is 50.
Now, the scanner brightness can have an effect on how well your page is scanned. So, you best leave it at half, and then if it doesn't scan properly, you can turn it up or down and see what happens.
The delay between repeated scans is 5 seconds.
Okay, you can have repeated scans. Now, I prefer to set it for a little longer than 5 seconds, because it takes a bit longer to get the page turned and put on.
The scanner resolution will be 300 dots per inch.
You probably want to leave that alone.
The selected scanner source is Epson Perfection V10 per volts 120.
Okay, so you can select the scanner. So if you have multiple scanners, you can select which one you want.
No image prefix is in use.
I have no idea what that is.
I don't know either. Your scanner's making noise.
Yes.
The document feeder will be used if it contains paper. If advisable
for your... For some strange reason, these things tend to install... And I don't know if you've experienced this, but for some reason... They tend to install as printer drivers, but what the document feeder does is, if you have multiple pages, and they do sell scanners like this, if you have multiple pages, you can feed them through and it will scan them page by page. I don't know if you've experienced this when you installed your scanner, but it will think it's it does pop up in the list of printers as a printer. I don't know if you've picked that up or not, but it will pop up as that. Don't ask me why, but it does.
Okay, I'm going to tap.
If advisable for your scanner, the Twain source will be held between scans.
I don't know what that does.
I have no idea.
And I'll tab.
The brightness setting will be adjusted by modifying the scanner threshold.
I'll leave.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay.
I'll leave it alone.
Okay. Cancel. Apply. Scanning.
And let's have a look at the recognize option.
Recognition. Column identification is enabled.
And I was using the right and left arrows to go through the tab control there. And I don't know what that does. I'll just leave that alone.
One page will be recognized per scan.
Okay. This is quite clever because on some paperback books, like the one I'm going to be scanning, they are small enough to recognize two pages at a time. Or I should say, they are small enough for the whole book to fit on the scanning bed so that the scanner can scan both pages.
Mm.
However, with other books, it'll not allow you to do that. So you'll have to scan one page. And even though you have two pages, it can get very tedious. And I'll tab again.
Recognition of light text on a dark background is enabled.
I'll leave that alone.
Speckle removal is disabled.
Leave that alone.
The text quality is expected to be normal.
Ah, here's something. You can make the text quality normal.
Draft quality dot matrix.
Draft quality matrix.
Normal. Degraded.
Degraded.
Draft quality dot matrix.
And
draft quality. Oof,
normal.
That's...
degraded.
What's the degraded option?
I believe every time if you dot matrix and degraded, I think as you change the quality level, it will decrease. So it's probably a good idea to leave it on normal, just because if you change the quality, it may not scan quite as well. So probably the best option to do, unless you really want to be experimental, is just to set it to normal.
Okay, I'll tap.
No markup will be used for illegible characters.
I'll leave that.
Partial columns will be kept. Suspicious regions will be ignored. Blank pages will be ignored.
What that does is if it thinks that there's a blank page, if you for some reason are given a document that you think is double-sided and it's actually not, it will ignore all of the blank pages. So basically, if you scan it and it says the page appears to be blank, what'll happen is it will not insert that page into the document. It will just discard it and you can go to the next page.
The selected recognition engine is Find Reader Engine 7.1. English will be recognized. English checked.
Okay, we need the language, and we'll leave that alone.
Okay.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back.
English will be recognized. Partial.
And change.
No markup.
The number of pages to be recognized.
Recognition.
Because I've got a book that actually allows you to scan two pages.
One page will be recognized per scan. Two pages.
And I'm also going to change.
Apply. Recognize. Scanning.
The repeated scan delay.
Static threshold. Scanner brightness is. The delay between repeated scans is 5.
4. 5. 6.
Okay, I'm going to change it to
18. 20.
20 seconds. And instead of going to the OK button, pressing Enter, I'll just press Enter. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my book onto the scanning bed. This book is a book called Basic Microphones. And what I'm going to do is I'm opening the book up, and hopefully I got it at the first page. Yes, I have. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to open the scanner. I'm just standing up to do this. And I'm going to put the book on the scanning bed. Now, this is one of the disadvantages of scanning. You have to flatten the book so it won't look very attractive to fully sighted people, which is why it is always best to have a spare. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the scanning bed, And I'm also going to hold the scanning bed down so that the book will stay flat. And I'm going to press F9 to scan.
There we go.
Scanning. Please wait.
Now I've got my hand held down on the scanning bed.
Scanning is one quarter done. Scanning is half done. Scanning is three quarters done. Scan complete.
Okay, it's completed the scan.
Recognition is half done.
And it's recognizing the pages.
Recognition is three quarters done. Recognition is half done.
And while it's doing it, I have to tell you that if it's got complicated diagrams and pictures, the scanning will not work.
The top of the page was at the left of the scanner. Page 1 complete.
Contents. Introduction 9. Sound 10. Transducers N. Directionality 13.
So,
omnidirectional 14.
What it's doing is it's reading out
cardioid 17.
The page that I've just scanned.
Effect 19.
Or the pages, because it's two
20.
Of them.
Construction 23.
And what I'm going to do
dynamic
is I'm going to turn the page
25.
Over.
Pros and cons 26.
And I'm going to set it to repeatedly scan.
Ribbon microphones 31. Capacitor microphones 34.
Okay.
Charge 35.
So the book's now on the
37.
Scanning bed.
38.
And I'm going to press Control F9
symmetry
to start it. Repeatedly scan.
Distortion 41.
End of last page.
And now it's scanning the other page. Or the other pages.
There we go.
Scanning is one quarter done. Scanning is half done. Scanning is three quarters done. Scan complete.
And you should be able to hear the scanner, so that you know that it's...
Recognition is...
So that you know it's doing it.
Recognition complete. The top of the page
okay,
was
I'm
at
turn
the left
the page.
Of the scanner. Page 2 complete.
Electrets 41. Back electrets
put it back
42.
On.
Multi-pattern microphones 44. Dual cardioids 45. Sensitivity 47.
Okay, it's scanning.
Electrical considerations
53. But it's still reading.
Balancing 53. Split phase 54.
You can actually press the control key to stop it.
Cable types 59.
Yes, but
connectors 60.
It's a very good way
phase
of scanning,
61.
But having it reading
powering
while it's still scanning.
Special types of microphone 67. Boundary microphone.
Okay, I'm turning it over again.
67.
And putting
boundary
the page
68.
Back on the scanner.
Polar pattern 69.
Now, as
stereo
I said, if there are complicated diagrams and pictures,
direction 71.
The scanner will
Resonance
not work.
72.
It'll just come out as a load of garbled
loud
speech.
Loudspeaker reproduction 74. Spatial recording
and also,
74.
What it will do is, if the book isn't
XY
quite flat,
phase
it will tell you how much the confidence level is, or I should say how accurate
with
it has been able to scan it.
Spaced XY 82. Spaced Omnis AB 83. Spot microphones 85.
Okay.
Stereo with boundary
it's
mice.
Started. It's finished
six.
Scanning, and I'm going to press Shift
Rear
F, and I'm going to press Control F9 to
recording
stop it scanning.
Vocals 91.
And now what I'm going to do.
Recognition complete. The top of the page was at the left of the scanner.
Is I'm going to check
file,
to see
folder,
that the scan,
scan.
Is stopped.
Scan repeatedly. Control plus F9.
Yes, it's stopped.
Good.
And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go down and find where the contents
snare,
finishes.
Damp.
So I can start reading.
Percussion.
Blank.
12 the... This... Harps 100...
No,
page 5.
Is it?
No matter how sophisticated
okay.
Computers or synthesizers become, the recording
what
of
I can
a real sound always starts with a microphone.
I can go up.
The problem is that, unlike...
Page...
And I
page
can
five.
Start it
introduction.
Speaking, or I should say start it reading, by pressing F5.
Introduction. No matter how sophisticated computers or synthesizers become, the recording of a real sound always starts with a microphone. The problem is that, unlike the human ear, there is no single microphone that is ideal for all jobs. Microphones come in many types and sizes, and all are designed to handle a specific range of tasks. The problem is in deciding what microphone to choose for a particular application. Having selected an appropriate microphone, there is still the question of how best to position it relative to the sound source in order to...
Okay, you get the idea. So what I can do now is I can save it, and I'm not going to do this, but you can save the file, and you can save it as a Word document, so you can read it in your standard word processor with your standard screen reader. Now, I don't know how much Kurt's file costs. I believe it's about £600 or something like that.
It's a little bit... I think it's a little bit less than Window Eyes and Jaws. The company is actually based out of Massachusetts here in the United States, so they're not that far away, but, you know, they're pretty reasonable. It's definitely a great program. I don't think it's one of the more expensive ones. I think this and OpenBook, I think, are about equal. I'd say maybe $1,000. Well, maybe just over or below $1,000 at least. It's not that it's not as expensive as Jaws, but
okay. As I said, there are a few disadvantages to scanning, and one of them which I haven't mentioned is you cannot scan handwritten materials because it's too difficult. So if someone gave you a phone number, you would have to ask someone sighted to read it to you. And also, scanning isn't the best way to read books. What I recommend is if you have someone fully sighted who is prepared to do this, you can send them a copy of the document you've scanned, and then give them the book so that they can check the document and make sure there are no errors.
Because sometimes Kurzweil will scan it, but may not be 100% proof. It may think it's done a great job, and it may give you 100% competency level, but
it's always a good machine.
It's always a good idea to have somebody check the document just to make sure that you've gotten everything and that you're not missing anything, especially if it's a handout for school or if it's something that you need. It's always a good idea to bring it to somebody and have them check it.
Okay, so that concludes our talk on scanning. So, Chris, could you give out your contact details and then I'll give out mine?
If anybody would like to reach me, you may feel free and do so via Skype at CJohnMurph via AIM at CJohnMurph via email at CJohnMurph@gmail.com, and you can also reach me via MSN at the same address, cjohnmurph@yahoo.com.
For me, you can contact me by email. My email address is cleverclogs, cleverglogs, at gwilkins.co.uk. You can also contact me on Skype. My Skype name is cleverclogs6953. You can contact me on Windows Live Messenger. The address is cleverclogs@passport.com, and you can contact me on AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is Samuel4851. That's Samuel 4851. And just to finish off, I will close down Kurt's file, and to do that I will press Alt+F4. Thank you for listening, and goodbye for now.
The open file has unsaved changes. Would you like to save them? No.